You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady, or also known as Pam Collins, the real estate agent.
Yeah, well, hi there.
Who just got back from my dreamy cruise.
Well, we just got back in time for the big snowstorm last week.
Oh, so no.
It was like, welcome home.
You're on a Caribbean cruise and come back to that.
Yeah. Oh, but I tell you, it was wonderful.
Oh, good for
nothing,
you.
Nothing like it.
Good for you. Well, let's start it out. How are the bees doing in the snowstorm and the blizzards and and the deep freezes, and now we're thawing out again?
Yeah, they must be totally mixed up,
confused.
You know.
Where are we?
Yeah, although, you know, I have to say the days are getting longer. Mm-hmm. It's so much nicer, and it's also nicer for showing houses, too, you know, that the hint of spring is in the air, you know. And last week, there were a couple days that it was warm enough that the bees, you could tell they were more active even inside the hive and stuff. And so the danger this time of year, there are two particular hives that are very, very strong. And he's thinking that come spring, when the weather gets warm and there's the nectar flow and everything, he's going to probably split them. It's called doing a split. And what you do is you basically divide them about in half, and you let the queen, the original queen, stay in one half, and then you put the other ones in another half, and you supply them with a new queen, and so the one hive turns into two hives. So,
do you have to buy a new queen then?
We do, yeah. Okay. Some people make their own queens. We haven't done that, but there are different places where you can get
so you a can queen. Make queens, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah, actually, you can. It's kind of cool, and it's something I don't know exactly how you do, but I know Steve's watched a lot of videos and talked to friends. I know I had an uncle that used to do that too. But we will be purchasing a queen when we do that, and so then instead of having two hives, we'll have four hives there. So that's kind of nice. And then when the weather was just warm enough that he felt it was safe to do so, he kind of barely lifted up the top cover just enough to slide in some more food patties for him. Because that is the danger this time of year, that they make it all the way through the winter, and then they run out of food. So
can't they find it naturally if it warms up, if we get a warm spell or something?
Probably not enough to support them. And it gets cold, you know. That's fairly common. Sometimes there's honey in the hive, but they tend to move up. The cluster moves up. And sometimes they might miss some of the honey that's off to the side a little bit, because cluster kind of stays together, you know. So we don't want to take a chance of that. So he was sliding the little food patties in. And when he was down there again, he was noticing, I don't know if you remember the last time I was telling you about this family of mice that he found. And his first indication that something was wrong was he was seeing bits of this pink insulation foam that's attached to the inside of one of the cover, you know, the top cover. Those nasty mice had eaten their way through that insulation, and then I think even used part of it. You know how they'll do that as part of their nest. And one of the strong hives, he was seeing the same thing, that the mice were trying to eat their way through into the hive. But he saw no evidence of the mice. So he's speculating that if a mouse did get inside that strong hive, you got it. The bees probably took care of business. So maybe come spring when we open everything up, we'll see.
The mystery will be solved.
Yeah, we'll see the rest of the story.
Yeah. As Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah. Well, neat. Well, Pam, how we usually at this point talk about the Hastings update.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll just show you the sheet. It goes top to bottom this time.
It does. It's filled 8.5 by 11. It's filled in, what, about size 10 font?
It's a pretty small font.
Ain't 8 or 10?
Yeah. They try to squeeze as much on there as they can.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just about 80. So there have been about half and half, about 40 on the market right now, active, and pretty much all of them are available or coming soon. Three of them are, and 40 of them that have either closed or mm-hmm. gone into pending just in the last 30 days. So,
how does that compare? Is that a normal amount for this time of year?
Probably, if you compared it to many years in the past.
Okay.
Not quite as many, but
okay.
But certainly doing better than the last couple, 2-3 years. Mm. As generally speaking, there are more than there were last year, but there aren't as many as there were, say, pre-pandemic.
Okay.
So it keeps approaching normal, getting closer and closer to normal, and we're hoping that it will be normal. Although some of the agents at our Tuesday meeting were saying, you know, they're having multiples again.
Oh,
you know.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Even with the higher mortgage interest rates.
Yeah. Well, I think this is my opinion of the whole mortgage interest rate thing. We had this delightful oasis, of, 3%. Mm-hmm. Okay. And people were taking it for granted. And we kept saying, no, this isn't normal. Take advantage of it now because it's not going to last. And of course, it didn't last. Well, when it went up and it shot up rather quickly, remember, up to 7 and above 7, even a little bit. And there was quite a sticker shock for buyers that had been in the market and saw what they could get if they wanted to keep their monthly mortgage at a certain percent or a certain dollar amount. They were getting a lot less house now for that same mortgage payment than they would have at 7% versus 3%. I mean, that is a drastic difference. And I think a lot of people just got discouraged, hung it up, and said, forget it. I'm not going to buy a house now because it was very discouraging. But you have other buyers that are coming into the market now going, so what is the interest rate? 6%? Okay. I mean, because they're not comparing mm-hmm. it to anything else. How much house can I get? You can get this much house. Okay. And then they start shopping from there. So I think once that shock wore off,
mm-hmm.
now people are going, I guess this is the new normal, which is the kind of more of a historic normal anyway. So like we all say, I remember our first house and our interest rate was in the teens and we were thrilled when we got down to 8%
mm-hmm.
and then down to 6%. And when we got a mortgage and we refinanced, I remember at 5%, I thought I had hit pay dirt. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call. My cell phone is 651-319-1298.
Okay. Or you can call Edina Realty Office of Hastings at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam or the Bee Lady.
Yeah, they'll get me.
There you go. Well, our topic of the week, and I don't think we've ever talked about this in all the years that we've done this. None of the realtors have.
Good.
Water leaks.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I was thinking about, spring is in the air and like they say, the spring market has started. The kind of the rule of thumb is, you know, the week after the Super Bowl, yep. the phones start ringing. And it's true, you know, the days are longer, the weather is getting a little bit warmer. You know, you feel like our driveway right now, it goes between ice and puddles of water because all that snow and ice is melting, you know. Mm-hmm. And so people are thinking about selling their houses and buying houses. And one of the things that you need to think about when you're selling your house is bringing it into, you know, repair, taking mm-hmm. care of it. And not only when you're going to sell, eventually someday most people will sell their house. Maybe it's a year down the road. Maybe it's 5-10 years down the road. The one thing you need to do if you are a homeowner is don't let those minor repairs go undone.
Okay.
And one of the easiest but really, really important minor repairs to take care of is water leaks in your house. And so I thought maybe I'd talk about that a little bit.
Well, and that's such a broad topic because you could have ice dam leaks from water. You could have roof leaks from water. You could have leaks in your toilet, leaks in your faucets, leaks under your faucets.
Right.
That's a pretty broad
topic. Yeah, it is. And generally speaking, when I am looking at houses with my buyers, water is one of the biggest enemies to the you know, the how stable and what good condition your house is, you know, whether it comes from the roof, whether it comes from the foundation, or whether it comes from plumbing leaks. And that's one reason why I am really glad to see that home inspections are coming back. Yeah, because, you know, it can be a bummer on one point where the inspector sometimes scares the living daylights out of my first-time buyers, and I don't like that. But at the same time, there are things that you need to be aware of, and a good inspector will kind of educate you as he's talking about what he finds in the house, and give you ideas of, okay, you're buying a house, you know it's not going to be perfect, and these are some of the things that you need to do as a homeowner, you know, in order to maintain your home. And one of those is looking out for water leaks. And what I'm going to kind of focus in right now are not the foundational leaks. If you're finding a musty smell in the basement, if you're seeing cracks in the, you know, the walls, the foundation along the side, your flag should go up, your red flag, and ask the inspector about it. Sometimes there are things that you don't need to worry about. Sometimes there are things you really do need to worry about, especially I've seen where the basement wall will have a crack, and then one part of it will stick out like maybe an inch or so from where the other one is. It means that there's some pressure pushing in on it. And it's not that it isn't fixable. You can fix a lot of those things. In fact, I've had a lot of buyers buy a home that has an issue like that, but then you just need to know there's going to be an added expense to remedy that. Sometimes you can ask the seller to help you. Sometimes you can pay it yourself. So that's one issue. I'm not going to go too much into detail on that. You really need to have somebody professional, you know, look at that with you. Another source of water that you really always have to watch for is what you brought up, you know, the roof, be it ice dams or leaks in the roof. And sometimes you'll see it when, sometimes the inspector will see it when he goes up into the attic. Or sometimes in an older house, you can go up in the attic yourself. I love that because you can see firsthand a lot of history, along with sometimes you'll see the old knob and tube wiring.
Yes.
You know,
it's
kind of cool. I really like that. So you get a real firsthand view. But I'm not going to go there either because either you need a new roof or you don't. And either there is a mold and mildew issue or there's not as a result of that or repairs that need to be made. But one of the things that most people look at as maybe not that big of a deal is water leaks and specifically having to do with the plumbing in your house.
Okay.
Okay. And there and the fix is not that big of a deal early on, mm-hmm. but it can become kind of a bigger deal later on. So it's better to just fix them now before it ends up costing you a lot of, mm-hmm. you know, more money.
Right. And the longer it leaks, the harder that is on the wood below it, yeah. and the floor and the
exactly.
the whole wall
exactly.
of wax. Yep.
Yep. Yep. And some of the potential areas that you could look for would be the kitchen, the laundry room, bathrooms, and then appliances like your water heater, water softener, and refrigerators that dispense water.
Oh, too. Sure. Yep. And ice, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I could tell you a horror story about one of those. And there's kind of a variety of reasons why something's going to start leaking too. Sometimes in a sink, it might be just as simple as like a broken seal at the drain or pipe joints. They can kind of crack and deteriorate over time. Or maybe you've got clogged or deteriorated drain lines, and sometimes there are leaks in concealed areas. And if you have high water pressure, sometimes that can create leaks in your water lines and fixtures. So regardless of the reason, you need to check for the leaks mm-hmm. periodically, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you don't even know that you have the damage or the leak until you
right,
see the damage.
You see, yes.
Yeah. For example, you're walking across your family room in the basement and you realize all of a sudden that the carpet is wet.
It's squishing. Yep.
Yeah. So maybe it's like a little faucet a joint in the wall that was
okay.
leaking down, and just it's a matter of replacing, you know, the leaky part, mm-hmm. the drywall and the carpet, you know, drying it out. That horror story that I mentioned. The owner was just the home was vacant, and so they were just gonna unplug the refrigerator, save some electricity while until the new owners bought the house. I think the closing was maybe 6 weeks away, something like that.
Okay,
and so. They pulled the refrigerator out from the wall to unplug it, not realizing that in the process of doing that, that little copper tube that had the water
mm-hmm.
busted and created a leak. And it just happened that we went back to look at the house, and it had been leaking, several days, and the water had leaked down into the kitchen. Down through the walls, down into the basement, all over the basement, the carpet, brand new carpet, the laundry room, and it was quite an expensive major repair, which was a shame. Good thing we caught it when we did. But even just quickly, if you've got like a leaking faucet or a mm-hmm. leaking toilet, a toilet, for example, that the flap doesn't totally seal,
close.
That keeps running and running, that can easily be $150 a month. And a kitchen sink, drip, 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 drip.
That doesn't seem like a lot, but
that
man, it adds
$20 a month. You know, those two things alone could be a couple $1,000s a year. It's worth getting it fixed now rather than waiting.
You bet. Well, Pam, we've used up all of our times.
Oh, my word, it goes so fast.
One final time. Well, it was fact-filled. That's what's fun. How can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
Thank you, Pam. It's been fun. This has been Talk Real Estate on KDWA, our realtor, Pam Collins, or the Bee Lady, if you'd like to get a hold of Pam. You can call her cell phone, 651-319-1298, or call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for the Bee Lady or Pam Collins. This is KDWA Hastings.